It's If I Was a Betting Man this week. The NFL trade deadline. Exciting action right at the end of the deadline. Game 7 World Series action tonight. First pitch is in about 32 minutes as we start our podcast this week. We're going to talk about the NFL Week 9 and our picks of the week, including Vinny's irrational bet of the week. Vinny.
Hello, sir.
So, bet it again, Buono. Who won the NFL trade deadline? I'll just run through the action right at the end of the day. Obviously, it was Dwayne Brown to the Seahawks for this year, or 2018 fifth-round pick, mm-hmm. a 2019 second-round pick, and cornerback Jeremy Lane. Tough break, Jeremy Lane. Jay Ajayi went to Philly for a fourth-round pick. Jimmy Garoppolo went to the Niners for a second-round pick. And, of course, Kelvin Benjamin went to the Bills for third- and seventh-round picks. So, who won?
The Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
You know who else won? Everyone else in the NFC South.
Yeah, exactly right.
I mean, that Panther team, from everything I've read so far, they're beside themselves. I mean, you trade Cam Newton's best friend off the team. The team is 5-3. I mean, they are right in the thick of things in an NFC that could be taken by anyone. And you go and trade the best receiver on the team for a third and seventh round pick?
The thing about Kelvin Benjamin to me is that guy is such added value right now because he is literally a good playoff game, or maybe three good regular season games where has a dominant performance, yes, from becoming a superstar.
100%.
Right? So they're right in the, like, as their season rests on the edge, right? They get rid of him, their best weapon on offense, and literally everybody in the league goes, huh, why did that happen? How could that possibly have happened?
The team, it makes no sense to me. It makes absolutely no sense why you would ever make that trade. But what was going through their mind is I guess what's going to come out. Was Benjamin a bad influence on the team? Was he a bad influence on Cam? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, was there something, there's something internal that we don't know about that's going to come out after the season?
I think that all of this comes back to the head coach, Rivera. Because if
he, better again, Rivera? He's a gambling man like I am.
Is that right?
Yeah.
If he couldn't get whatever turmoil was going on under control, because it at the center of any turmoil is Cam Newton, right?
Yes.
So getting rid of Benjamin, whatever was going on, any issue that he has is with his superstar former MVP quarterback.
Yes.
And if he couldn't get that situation under control, then to me, you're done. He's got so much talent, and it's just being squandered as week in and week out. Everybody on the team looks like they don't have a ton of interest in being on the football field.
No, but again, but they're still 5-3, John.
They still have a shot.
They have a huge shot.
They just got rid of their best weapon.
Their best weapon.
You know,
and they're actually still favorites this week against the Falcons, which I find to be that. I mean, we'll get into that later, but. What were they thinking?
Yeah.
Can you think of it? Like, in all years watching football, can you think of a trade that just boggled your mind like this?
I mean,
in terms of midseason for a team that could be a playoff contender?
The only time I've heard of a trade like this where I'm like, what are they thinking, is when the guy was detrimental somehow in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard anything like that
ever
about Benjamin. We don't really see him complain when he doesn't get thrown to. You know, probably because his best friend is Cam Newton. Honestly, there's got to be something going on in that clubhouse that led to this.
Yes.
And, you know, we're not going to know what it is. But it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of the season. It's going to be interesting to see how Cam reacts this weekend.
Oh, it's going to be.
Because that line is 3 in favor of, is it 3?
I think it's down on this sheet to 1.
Wow.
So that's, you know, and you, we've talked about this a million times. You always get three at home.
Yeah.
So you know Vegas is like, okay, we got to push this the other way.
Seems like betting on Atlanta might be a good option there.
Yeah, all right. It definitely might be.
Let's talk about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
And the trade that also had a lot of people scratching their heads as they get rid of him at the last possible second.
Yeah.
When before the season they wanted either the number one overall pick or two first round picks, and they get one second round pick for him.
Yes.
Right. So, what happened? What happened here, Vinny?
What happened here was the Patriots decided, like you said, we had talked about, you know, this is the end of his rookie contract.
Right.
So they were going to have to make a decision next at the end of this year. Are you going to pay him big money or just let him go?
Well, they've been trying to negotiate with him all year. Before the season, obviously they bought in on Garoppolo because he was the heir apparent, right? But at this point in the year, if Brady goes down with an injury and Garoppolo has to take over, I don't think Belichick believes that they're going to win the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo as a quarterback. So what he did was he got value out of him while he still could. Are you just going to hold that?
I'm trying to figure out.
Just picture Vinny frantically unplugging and plugging in cables. He's pushing buttons on his phone that aren't there. He's got the focus completely destroyed. We'll be right back to the podcast, folks. The Buffalo Bills are much improved. It's honestly, I don't know, this head coach, I don't know if he's a genius and if what he's doing is incredible or if...
If they just got the breaks this year.
It seems like they've gotten the breaks. I mean, he inherited a good defense, and after the offseason, it was healthy.
Yeah, so as long as the defense wasn't being coached by Rex Ryan anymore.
Exactly. Exactly, but what typically happens when Rex leaves a team is he leaves scorched earth.
Yes.
Like, you have a couple years of work before you can even start over.
No.
You know what I mean? So... it's really incredible what they've done, and to be a really strong team in that division, I say good for them. I think it's going to be interesting to watch them the rest of the year. They don't turn the ball over, and their defense is really strong.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Game 7, which is set to start in about 25 minutes here as we record this podcast. And of course, we are also live on Facebook.
Sideways
screen at first. Now we're back. Now we've got like five feet of the shot. Most of the shot is just an empty table.
Did you like the movie Sideways? Really?
Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
I like the movie Sideways. I'm a big Thomas Hayden Church fan.
I love Thomas Hayden Church. I used to love him in Wings, man. Yeah, Wings is such a great show. Underrated.
I love Wings.
Yeah.
What a great show. So now that we've covered Wings, let's talk about Game 7. Who you got tonight, Vinny?
Well, as you know, I've been talking the Dodgers the whole series, and I took them when they were down 2-1 to win the series, and I'm feeling pretty confident about that bet tonight.
Feeling confident.
I am.
Despite the historic offense that the Houston Astros have had and MVP candidate Altuve.
Yes. No, don't get me wrong. I actually think there's not. It's not confident as in confident like, oh, this is going to be an easy game. The way this series has gone, I feel like 8th, 9th inning, it could still go anyway.
Right.
But I'm confident in the bet I made just for the fact that I got them at plus 170.
Yeah, that's a good bet.
And I'm looking at it now as, hey, I don't have to bet the game straight tonight
right. Because
at minus 160, I got them at the good bet. And I'm just really going to enjoy the game. Sometimes it's nice to watch a game like this and just enjoy the beauty of a Game 7. There's nothing better than Game 7 in baseball.
Huh. I can't believe you just said that.
Well, you know, we've been talking. I've betted again.
Bono is just going to watch a game.
Betted again. Bono has really slowed down the pace of his betting.
In the last, what? 12 hours?
No, in the last like 7-8 days where I've just realized, hey, if I just focused on...
You think 7-8 days or do you think you listened back to the podcast from last week And you felt a little embarrassed because you had lost 4 weeks in a row last week.
And now it's 5 weeks.
And now it's five consecutive weeks that you've lost.
To you, but I've been winning.
To me, but you've been winning against other people.
That $100, that's okay.
It's much more difficult to lose against me than, say, Las Vegas.
I had some pizza today. So
yes,
you know.
The pizza's on me today.
There we go. So it's almost like I'm only paying you $80.
Well, more like 90. But anyway, pizza wasn't great, folks.
No, the pizza was great. Let's not talk bad about it.
Well, we didn't mention that it was Toby's.
No, I did.
Okay, so tonight it's 1.5. LA's favored. The over is 7.5. I think the entire game is Yu Darvish. If Yu Darvish pitches well, Dodgers take it.
Yu Darvish has to get them into the fifth. I think if that game is close in the fifth inning,
right?
Obviously, advantage Dodgers. Is Kershaw coming in tonight?
It's absolutely possible. It's absolutely possible. I mean, the thing that's crazy is McCullers has had an amazing. And his playoffs have been amazing.
Amazing.
He's pitched so far above what everybody thought he was going to do that at this point it's really just gravy. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens if they start scoring on him before the fifth inning, because Houston's bullpen is atrocious, and it's what will kill them. It's what killed them yesterday. It's what will kill them.
It will kill them. And let me say something. This is one of the best World Series I've watched in a while. And even though last year was great, baseball is really, I think, on the up here. I mean,
I agree. Not just the World Series. The entire postseason
was just great.
Has been great. It's really been good.
And if you're not watching, watch this game tonight. Like, it has a lot of drama. There's a lot of great plays on these teams.
Yeah.
And it's
I mean, two of the best games. Baseball games I have ever seen.
Yeah.
In this series alone.
100%. And you're talking about two of the best pitches of this generation. Verlander, Kershaw. It's just been a hell of a series.
Yeah, the matchups have been incredible.
Incredible.
So, not to belabor Game 7 too much, or baseball rather, since the end of the baseball season is today.
Yeah.
But the odds for 2018 are out.
Ooh.
The futures.
I want to hear these.
Okay, so this is actually pretty interesting. Oh, is it paid? Is it time to pay?
Well, I just want to pay you now.
Is it time
and
to
then
pay?
We'll talk about
oh, look, no
else
change later. This week.
I'm being nice.
He's got big boy bills. Ooh, 20s.
Oh, God,
so fun.
You know what hurts?
It's just said.
Like,
right.
I did pretty well this week. Losing that bet to you kills me.
Yeah.
It absolutely crushes my soul.
I really enjoy it.
And I shouldn't have lost that game, because with 2 minutes and 20 seconds left and three timeouts, the Lions 100% should
have
kicked the field goal.
We don't have to get into this. The Lions are terrible, by the way. I don't know why you keep believing in the Lions.
Okay, well, I'm done with that.
Okay, so 2018 World Series odds. Who do you think? So there's two teams that are the two most likely teams.
The Dodgers are number one.
Okay, they're tied. These two teams have the same. Right now, Vegas has them at a par.
Dodgers, Astros.
That's correct.
Okay. Third would be Yankees.
No.
No?
No. Not fourth. And the Yankees are tied for fifth with two other teams.
Okay, I'm sorry. Third would be Cubs.
No.
No?
No.
Who could I possibly be missing?
A great team that got knocked out by the Yankees against all odds.
Oh, the Indians are going to drop the that team is done. They had their window. It's over with for the Indians.
I don't know.
No, you're wrong. It's over with.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
I think that's 100% true.
I'll tell you what. So the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Houston Astros, $100 bet on either of those teams pays $500. $100 bet on the Indians to win the 2018 World Series pays $800. And then the Nationals, $100 bet pays $1,000.
Holy shit. What about my friend Tim Balk is listening right now. What are the Cincinnati Reds going at?
According to this, it's more likely they will not be a professional team by
a
the
professional
time.
Team. The Cincinnati Reds. And no. What are the Mets? The Mets are probably, what, 50-1 right now?
The Mets are at plus 2,200.
2,200?
That's not that bad.
That's not that bad. I'll take that.
The Reds are at plus 6,600.
Reds are at plus 6,600.
Yeah. So that's
Tim. Tim, we're not going to sleep on the Reds. Don't you worry, Tim. Don't.
I'm going to sleep on the Reds.
Tim's.
I don't think it's going
to
be.
You know, Tim. Tim came down to the football game last year, Super Bowl Sunday, when we played. Huge Reds fan. Really nice guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
sorry. I think he beat you for a touchdown, so I think you're a little salty.
That doesn't sound like it.
It definitely
that
sounds
sound
right.
Likely. No, I don't think so. And then the Red Sox, the Cubs, and the Yankees are all at plus 1,100.
Okay.
So if you were a betting man,
those were the three teams, right?
If I were smart, I'd put $100 on Boston, Chicago, and New York.
I agree with you.
Because that payout is ridiculous. I mean, you know what? You know what you could do is you could put $50 on all six of those teams. One, two, three, seven. So put $50 on all seven of those teams. That's a great payoff. And one of those seven teams is going to win, I think.
What about, we were talking about, do we have odds on next Yankee manager?
You know, they released odds and then they sort of took them down. I wanted to talk about this last week. Well, we didn't know last week, obviously.
Yes.
But as soon as they came out, you know, it's just crazy what the odds are, because it's like Peña and honestly, of the 15 teams they listed, I would much rather bet the field.
Okay.
Donnie Baseball, I believe, was at plus 1,100 or something like that because he's in the midst of his Marlins contract.
Yes.
To get him out of that would be, you know, a difficult thing. But to me, if you want to talk about this for a second, you know, as a Yankee fan who was thrilled with this season, I don't get firing Girardi without the heir apparent.
It doesn't make sense.
In place.
It does not make sense.
You know what I mean? Girardi got them. He's won a World Series before. He's not a great in-game manager, but he can get the team to the playoffs and then let that team do what it needs to do to win.
No, 100%. There must have been some differences there between Cashman and Girardi that were just too much.
I think so.
Too
and
much.
Honestly, I'm not sure if they're going to be able to get a manager who is good at his job and who gets along with Cashman.
No.
Because I think
obviously, Cashman at some point said, I don't need Joe Torre. He's too laid back. And now he's saying, I don't need Joe Girardi. He's too intense.
Right.
Make up your mind, Cashman.
Yeah, real Goldilocks situation in the clubhouse in New York City.
Hey, we got one more question. Who do you think would win in a match? Mr. Met or Mr. Red, whatever his name is? Mr. Red, the guy with the mustache.
I'm not sure what you do to take down Mr. Met. You know what I
mean? Mr. Red is basically just fucking... He is Mr. Met with a mustache. He's an imposter.
Yeah. I don't know. As a Yankee fan, I'm not sure what it's like to have a mascot. It doesn't really make a ton of sense to me. You know,
you did have a mascot for many years named Don Zimmer.
Yeah.
Diana Pearl's watching. Wow. Hi, Diana.
Your good friend, it's actually pronounced Deanna.
Deanna. Oh, sorry. She's. I'm waiting for the comment of all the things I messed up on Friday night.
Oh, man. I hope we don't have to get into all that crap. All right. So I think that's pretty good. The other good bet for future odds in baseball next season, Diamondbacks are at plus 2,800.
They're going to drop down.
Yeah, we'll see. I think there's going to be one of these teams in at the back.
Yeah, I think the Mets at plus 2,200 is a really good bet.
I don't know. I think the Mets are going to be rebuilding sooner than later.
We'll see about that.
All right. Let's see. Where are we at? We're only at 20 minutes.
Wow, it's been an exciting 20 minutes.
Somebody screwed up how the recorder works like three times. Everybody's getting fired. Everybody who produced this episode's getting fired.
Oh, shit.
They're out on their ass. Okay, so my next question for you, Vinny, to switch back to the NFL.
Okay.
It was a tough week to be a Houston Texan.
Of course it is.
Obviously. They lost to the Seahawks in a great game.
Great game.
Unbelievable game. Deshaun Watson, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to watch him every single week. I'm going to make sure I see every game he plays for the rest of the year because he's leading the league in QB rating right now as a rookie.
Yes, he's on pace for the most touchdowns.
As a rookie. Well, as a quarterback.
Yes.
He's in first place, huge lead for rookie of the year, and he's in third for MVP.
Okay.
Which is after
Holy
Brady's
shit.
Brady's in first.
Wentz.
And Wentz is in second. Brady's at 200, negative 200. Wentz is at plus 200. At plus 250 is Wentz. And then Deshaun Watson comes in at plus 1,000 in third, which That sounds like a good bet to me.
A great bet.
So after they lose that great game to the Seahawks, obviously team owner, the team owner for the Houston Texans, Mr. Bob McNair, compared NFL players to prison inmates.
Yes, that was a good one.
We've all had bad bosses in our lives. I've had a couple. What do you do if you're in the NFL and you hate the guy that owns your team? If you know what I mean? You're out working hard for this guy's organization and you
absolutely hate him.
You can't stand him.
What I don't do know. We'd have to ask LeBron James that question.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think the reality is to you have to have your best interests in mind, right? Because it hurts you if you don't play and play well.
Yeah.
So the thing that you have to do, despite your hatred of this guy, is to go out there every week
and just do it and
do your best and win. I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's like such a bad situation to be in. I'm fortunate. I have a lot of respect for my boss. And Vinny, I know you respect your boss.
I love Anthony.
Which is, no, I was talking about the urge to gamble. I mean, what would you do if your boss compared you to an inmate?
I mean, I'd probably agree with him. You're right. Yeah. I'm like an inmate.
Yeah. And then you'd be like, can I have a day off? And your boss would be like, no. And then you would bet on the New York Liberty to beat the Los Angeles or whatever.
I would never bet women's sports.
Is that right?
Never.
Are you? Why?
Because I don't know nothing about it.
Well, we're going to get into that a little bit later. Okay, actually, you know what? Let's get into it right now.
Okay, let's get into it.
This is a fun game. Vinny, this game is called MLS team or WNBA team?
Ooh, I know nothing about any of these.
This is what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you about, I'm going to give you a chance to win back your $100.
Okay.
All right. Actually, you know what? I'm taking the money for the pizza.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to give you a chance to win $80 back out of this $100. So all you have to do is say whether or not you believe this team is a ML Major League Soccer team.
Okay.
Or a WNBA team.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. First one. The Mercury.
Oh, WNBA.
Wow. $20.
It comes back if I lose, but this is how this works.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're always so open to giving your money away.
I can't not just gamble and not give money away.
What a generous, generous soul you are. Okay. The Wings.
MLS.
That is incorrect.
Where is that team from?
The Dallas Wings.
The Dallas Wings.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to the Storm.
Ah! The Storm. The MLS.
WNBA again.
Motherfucker!
You don't have to pay me.
No! This is how this game works.
All right, so I said we were going to do 80. I was shy. The whole point was to let you win some of your money back. All right, we'll go with one more, and we'll go with the Union.
MLS.
That is correct. The Philadelphia Union. So you came out even. It's a push.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Damn it.
We'll play that again. Don't you think there should be a WNBA team called the Los Angeles after Maya Angelou?
Yeah, that would be great. I do know the Los Angeles team is the Sparks.
That's correct.
That was the 1 year. I actually watched WNBA the first year, and it was the Sparks. No, I'm sorry. The Houston team versus the Liberty team. And Teresa Witherspoon hit that shot from half court to win one of the games. And that was like, they used to play, "There She Goes."
Oh, boy.
Yeah, listen to that commercial all over and over again.
What a lovely story that was.
It was a lovely story. I used to like Rebecca Lobo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody did.
Great player. You from UConn.
Man, I hate UConn.
Well, I know you do, but hey.
Okay, let's do a quick.
What we got? Well, we didn't get much wrong, right?
We did get some things wrong. Do you want to go? Let's get to the bets in a minute.
Okay.
I got some interesting NFL specials. Let's go back to football for a real, just a quick run through of some of these bets. Listen to this.
Yes.
Okay. Player to record most passing yards in 2017 regular season.
Okay, let's hear them.
Tom Brady at -200.
Okay.
Drew Brees at +700. That's how quickly it goes up, right?
Okay.
And then Alex Smith at +700, tied. And then Russell Wilson at +1,000. And then Carson Wentz at +1,000. And then Phillip Rivers at 1,600. Now, Deshaun Watson missed all those games at the beginning of the season because they, you know, they started Tom Savage instead of doing what we knew was inevitable, which was starting Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Despite what O'Brien said. But to me, the only guy I would bet on Drew Brees.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Right? +700. Take that bet. That's a good bet. Even though Russell Wilson's come on, Drew Brees had a little bit of a slow start. He's going to, I don't know.
Drew Brees, I would take Drew Brees in that. At +700, that's good. You know, at some point, Brady, again, just like last week, they're just going to run the rock a lot.
Right.
Keep him healthy since they have no quarterback if he does get hurt.
Right.
We had someone say that. It's still better camera work than the Blair Witch Project. So, I mean, that's a star.
Wow. Topical reference.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like it. On the pulse.
Thank you, John.
So let's go into it a little bit. I do want to read a quick email that we got from an alert listener. This is from Mark in Boston. He says, great to hear two slightly coherent people take on sports better than those idiot professionals can. I was wondering about two things. Could the theme song be reworked, be a reworked version of Fiddler on the Roof's If I Were a Rich Man, with Rich being replaced by Betting? I am unsure about copyright issues, but if you two sang it drunkenly from behind the bar at B61, I'm sure the quality would be so poor as to avoid any likeness. We're going to have to discuss that in our production meeting.
Yeah, I would like that.
Which is going to be a long meeting.
Yes, this week.
It's going to be a very long meeting, and I'll tell you what, I'm not going to allow any alcoholic beverages in that meeting. All right, we're going to have to be
focused.
That's
the first beer I've had since we've started this podcast.
Okay, buddy. Whatever. If you could smell him in this room right now, it's ridiculous. It's like I'm sitting in a bottle of gin. Okay, and the second thing Mark from Boston said, I don't want to compare you two to hammering Hank Goldberg, but I imagine neither of you is as sweaty as he is on ESPN giving his picks, likely because he owes money to the mob or because we can only see him from the neck up and really he's in a hot tub filled with hookers and hot dogs. Which is a beautiful image. Anyway, I think you could spice up the lock of the week section by invoking people who make only great life choices. First up, Stephen Baldwin. Bet it again, Buono can swing his Jesus axe, a very common Stephen Baldwin phrase. When he picks the Bengals to cover against the Steelers in the Jesus saves Stephen Baldwin faith first lock of the week or something like that. Very specific choice. I do like it. I think it's a good idea. I think it's something that we're going to have to work on. Thank you so much for your email, Mark. I really enjoyed it. Just that visual of Hank Goldberg sitting in a hot tub filled with prostitutes and also hot dogs floating around him. What a beautiful image. Okay, so Vinny, it's time to get to our picks. Who do you like this week? I'm going to go with the Washington Mystics over the Chicago Sky.
Ooh, that's a nice game.
I'm going to say that the Dream are going to beat the Fever. I think the Dream are going to team up with the Fever and become the Fever Dream.
Okay.
And they're going to take down the Connecticut Sun, who are going to team up with the Sparks. And it's going to be the Fever Dreams over the Sun Sparks by 22.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Is that what we're taking for a pyramid? Which, by the way, Vinny's pyramid, we're up to 600.
Yeah, we're doing well.
We are doing well. We are halfway there. It's week nine, and we're at 600. So you know what that means. We are getting there, my friend. We are getting there. Let me do my math right.
Oh, geez.
Hold on. While you pick a real game while I do my math.
Okay. So the first game of the week, Thursday night, it's Bills-Jets. It's in New York. The Bills are favored by 3.5. The over is 43. I'm going to say take the Bills in that game.
Okay.
I like the Bills there. And then the Rams also coming to New York on Sunday. And the Rams are favored by 4.
Okay.
Over the Giants. I would take that.
Okay, so you got the Bills, the Rams, and what else?
Well, I like, we talked about this, and I know this is a game that you're going to pick, but I would take, I think Carolina is going to be, they're in a position where they need a head coach to come in and tone everybody down and get everybody nice and calm.
Yes.
And get out there and be motivated to win on Sunday. And I don't think Rivera's going to do that. I think he's going to mostly say, it's your fault. Screw you guys. So I think that the Falcons are going to win this week. I mean, honestly, they would be out of their minds. The Falcons, you can't even explain mediocrity on the level they're at. To me, how is it possible that they're this bad? You know what I mean? Was the best part of that team their offensive coordinator?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I mean, amazing.
His stock went up so much based on the performance of the Falcons this year. It really is ridiculous.
However, the Falcons showed me something this week against the Jets. I mean, they could have laid down in that game and they put up a good performance.
Yeah, against the Jets, and they barely covered.
Yes.
Thank God. Thank God, because that was our bet of the week. Oh, also, I've come up with a new name. Okay, we're not going to call it the betting pyramid anymore.
Okay.
We're going to call it the Let It Ride bet of the week.
Okay, Let It Ride bet of the week?
The Let It Ride bet of the week.
Okay, I like it.
Because we're not trying to sell you a fake home in a part of Florida that doesn't exist. We are just taking the money that we won from the previous week, and we're letting it ride.
Now, let me ask something. If by week 16, we are up 76,000, we're going to Vegas for the last week, right? We're going to do this in Vegas. We're bringing Josh out there.
For the Super Bowl?
I mean, by week 17, if things go right, we'll be up 150,000.
Wow. You know what I would rather do than go to the Super Bowl? I'd rather go to March Madness.
Okay. Oh, we're definitely going to March Madness this year. I want to do that.
That would be fun.
So any other like crazy bets? Those are your best three?
I
mean, what game do you want to take my money again for?
You know, I'm not sure. Which one of those bets do you disagree with?
The problem is I don't disagree with any of those bets.
Oh, that is a problem. All right, let's talk about Jaguars-Bengals.
Holy shit, I think it's Astros 2-0 already.
No.
Can anyone who's listening to us tell us if it's Astros 2-0?
Yes, it is. I can see from here.
My glasses suck. Wow.
Man.
Ouch.
So anyway, I'm going to take the Astros. Bengals, Jaguars.
Who do you like in that?
Jaguars are favored by 5. I'd take the Jaguars in that. You think the Red Rifle can pull it off in Jacksonville?
No, I don't.
No, me neither.
Damn it.
Me neither.
Let's see. What about, do you like the Dolphins?
No.
No. Packers?
No.
Are we not going to bet against? We don't have to bet against each other this week.
Wow.
I mean, I'm willing to take a week off.
You know, you want to lick your wounds for a week?
You know what? What about the Broncos Eagles?
You're going to bet the Broncos?
I'll take the Broncos +8.
Okay. All right.
I'll take the Broncos +8.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. So Broncos +8. That's our pick of the week. My big bets are, again, I'm going to go big on Atlanta. I think I'm going to put 500 on the Falcons this week.
Wow.
500 on the Falcons. The Panthers, that team is in disarray. That was a really bad trade by the ownership.
I mean, it wasn't even a trade. It was like a punishment.
Yeah, and it just made no sense. It just shows the team like, hey, we don't care this year about you. Right. So that's the Falcons of my big one. I'm going to go a 3-team parlay. The Saints on the money line. with the Saints money line, the Buffalo Bills money line, and call me crazy. No, that's a Monday night game, so I don't want to take that. And the Seahawks on the money line against the Redskins. And I don't know what that will pay yet, but when I do, I will put it on.
Yeah, that's right, folks. Follow us on If I Was a Betting Man podcast on Instagram for all of Vinny's irrational bets.
Irrational.
I think that sounds pretty good to me, which is never a good sign.
No. Well, you've had a good year.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, what's that? Why is there no line in the Titans-Ravens game?
Because of Flacco? Because of Flacco, yeah, which, I mean, they don't have a passable backup in Baltimore.
So I would probably take whatever that line comes in on the Titans. I'm probably going to take the Titans too.
Right.
I like that. And guys, stop following me. I have been hitting. We don't talk about basketball a lot, but I have been hitting the NBA like crazy. And starting tomorrow night, every week, every night I'm going to put up at least one or two basketball games, and we'll see how I do with that as well.
Nice.
When does college start? Pretty soon, right?
Well, the regular season doesn't start until the very end of December.
Okay.
January. But we're gonna start talking about, you know what, in a couple weeks we'll have a NCAA, a nice chat, a preseason chat about the NCAA and what it looks like. Duke is heavily favored right now to win the whole thing, which is crazy. But, I mean, it's not crazy.
No.
Duke is going to be great. But they're at plus 400, and the next best team is at, like, plus 1,200.
And I'm sorry. One more time. Let it ride. Where are we going with it?
Do you want to do a money line Bills-Jets? Because we both picked that one?
Yeah. Let's do the Bills.
All right.
So, money line Bills-Jets. I like that. I like it. I'm feeling good about that. And listen, guys, all you guys out there who follow us every week, if we are up all this money, we're taking one of you guys.
All right, so everybody will put their name in a hat, and then the loser has to go with us.
But you got to start getting us some more followers and stuff.
Folks, please, I implore you, go on iTunes. It's kind of a pain. Give us a rating on iTunes. We still don't have enough ratings to be for a rating to be shown, which I'm, you know, maybe this is, we're going to look back at this time and think, oh, I wish I could have those days back.
Yeah. I feel like this is like a turning point for us. Like, this was fun. So? You know, the sideways, upways. This was like upside down world. It's like Stranger Things.
Okay.
Look at that.
Stranger Things in the Betting Man loft.
That's right.
So, folks, please follow us. Please rate us on iTunes. Please follow us on Instagram on If I Was a Betting Man podcast. And please send us your emails to If I Was a Betting Man pod at gmail.com. Really enjoyed that email this week from Mark from Boston. Folks, once again, for Vinny and I, live this week in the Betting Man loft. Thank you so much for listening to If I Was a Betting Man.